Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Introducing the 2-Way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With Fuel Cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the 2-Way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the 2-Way for yourself at newbalance.com.
Hey friends, hey listeners, welcome to Side Hustle School. It's your host, Chris Guillebeau here. Welcome as well to Throwback Thursday, also known as Where Are They Now, where we take a look at someone whose story has evolved since we first featured them. We've had all kinds of updates over the years. Last week in particular, we heard from a semi-retired inventor who is now demystifying the patent process for new creators. And he does this from a perspective of not being a patent lawyer, but being from someone who has actually gone through the process on the other side. So it's interesting to hear that perspective. Today, totally different situation. In this feature, we're going to hear from a licensed therapist in, I believe, Washington State, Pacific Northwest of the United States. Great area. Shout out to everybody in the Pacific Northwest. We're going to hear from a licensed therapist who diversifies her income by offering non-licensed coaching services to out-of-state clients. So she'll explain a bit about how this works in terms of, you know, she can't actually be a therapist to people outside of the region she is licensed, but there are other services that she can provide. And you just have to be careful about making a distinction. Okay, this is not therapy. Or if it's some other medical service, you're like, okay, I can't provide this service. It could be a legal service, you know, anything that requires licensing. You're like, I can't do this, but maybe there's something else I can do. And as long as there's a clear distinction, then you're able to do that. And you can do that not just legally, but also ethically. And also profitably, because there can be a demand for your service or for your expertise delivered in a different fashion to people outside the jurisdiction that you are licensed in. So what's happened since? Let's hear directly from her. I'm going to come back at the end with a quick wrap-up, but we'll let the majority of the feature be on this business evolution.
As a licensed therapist in Washington State, I was well-versed in the intricacies of mental health support, but limited to whom and where I could offer these services. The leap into coaching was driven by a desire to extend my reach and impact while adhering to the legal constraints of my profession. Coaching, unlike therapy, doesn't delve into mental health diagnosis or treatment, but focuses on personal and professional development. This distinction became the cornerstone of my new side business. For webinars, I turned to Zoom, a platform that not only facilitated interactive sessions, but also allowed me to record these meetings for those who couldn't attend live. These webinars, ranging from goal-setting strategies to work-life balance tips, attracted attendees from various backgrounds and locations, serving as a key marketing tool to introduce my coaching services. Pricing my services required careful consideration of the value I provided and what the market could bear. For therapy, my rates were in line with industry standards in Washington, charging $150 per 50-minute session. However, coaching offered a different pricing flexibility. I set my coaching fees slightly lower at $120 per session to accommodate a broader client base and reflect the nature of the service. This pricing strategy also allowed me to package sessions, offering discounts for clients who committed to multiple sessions up front, encouraging long-term engagements. The transition to coaching significantly diversified my income streams. While therapy provided a steady income, coaching opened up new revenue opportunities. Initially, coaching supplemented my income, adding an extra $2,000 to $3,000 per month as I built my clientele. However, as my reputation as a coach grew, so did my bookings. Within the first year, coaching became a substantial part of my practice. contributing to an annual income that I project to reach approximately $125,000, blending both therapy and coaching revenues. One of the biggest lessons I learned was the importance of clear communication about the scope of coaching versus therapy. This clarity helped manage client expectations and maintain professional integrity. For those in the therapeutic profession considering a similar pivot, my advice is to leverage your existing skills and knowledge base while being mindful of the legal and ethical boundaries. Utilizing platforms like Zoom or Google Meetings can significantly boost your visibility, and a thoughtful pricing strategy can make your services accessible to a wider audience. Today, my practice not only satisfies my professional aspirations, but also fulfills my personal mission to help others achieve their goals. Coaching has enabled me to touch the lives of people nationwide, many of whom I could not have reached through my therapy practice alone.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
All right. Thanks to our therapist/coach for sharing those updates with us. Listeners, let me know who you'd like to see featured from our archives of more than 1,000 stories, more than 2,636 episodes. 2637 is today's episode. If you have a question or an update for us about your hustle, sidehustleschool.com. We always have notes for every episode and always looking to do some new things as well. So just let me know what's inspiring you, what's challenging you, so we can continue to keep the show fresh and bringing you new ideas and inspiration as the year rolls on. That's my quest. I'm so grateful for you being out there. New episode tomorrow. My name's Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.